Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in. Hi, Tanya.
Hello, Becca, little angel muffin pot pie.
Whoa.
I've missed you.
I missed you, too. I was out of town for a little bit, so I feel very distant.
I felt you were gone, too. I was also busy, but I feel like you've been a very good friend the past couple days. It's weird to explain, but like, I just felt like you've been like with me, even though you weren't with me.
Let's delve into this. How so?
Okay. So, well, first of all, because like all this stuff's going on with Taylor and like, we're going to get into it because it's just like the world is like right again because yeah. Like all this is happening.
Yeah.
But I'm hosting the Billboard Music Awards red carpet for E! with Jason Kennedy, and that's going to be Wednesday night. So first of all, I would appreciate it if everybody that listens to the podcast would tune in.
Yeah, that shouldn't even be a question.
And tag me in anything if you post it, because I'd love to repost it. So it's on E, 6 Pacific, 6 Eastern. So it's like 2 hours leading up to the Billboard Awards. So there's that. But I just feel like I can text you. And even though you're like at Stagecoach and you're like in the heat and I'm sure you're drinking and I'm like, there's all these people around you, you're always responding to my texts in a very timely manner and very well thought out. And I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I was very happy that you reached out and wanted my, she was asking, just to give you a backstory, she was asking my opinion on outfits for the Billboard Music Awards. So. Yes. You know, anything where I can help you.
But you were giving me very thoughtful answers. Like you were like, I think you're going to give, you know, this is a good color on you and this is better because of this. And like, it sounds silly, but I want to like, it's like a dog, like encourage good behavior. Want to encourage good behavior.
I respond well to that encouragement.
Yeah. I really appreciated it. It wasn't just like, oh, that's cute. It was like very much like this and this. And I don't know.
Yeah.
You had a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, I did. But I, you know, when you need me, I'm there.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. I got back from Stagecoach late last night and I feel I had one day where I drank enough to like feel anything. Otherwise I was just sweating out the alcohol. Like there was never a
98
moment.
Degrees.
Yeah. That hot. It was bad, but, I feel exhausted from the walking. Like yeah. I must've walked 15 miles over the weekend.
I'm sure.
Just to get into the festival.
It's a lot of walking.
Too old.
You're not too old.
Just too old to be walking around in my cowboy boots and, you know, dancing. For 3 nights in a row.
3 nights in a row is a lot.
I didn't even actually make it the third night. So technically 2.5 days.
I mean, it sounds like hell to me.
Yeah, Mark's like, but, no. It's actually really fun, but it is a far, no matter, even when you have like artist passes and things like that, like no matter how yeah. good your tickets are and stuff, it's still a jaunt.
Yeah. And I was going to do a scrubbing in meetup, but last minute it turned into a work trip. And so I had a schedule, like an itinerary, and I didn't know like where I was going to be. So I was nervous to set something up, but I did meet some listeners and they were very, very much wanted me to tell you hello and that they love the podcast. Do you remember the girl who sent us the cookies?
Yes. Was she there?
They came from, I think, Washington, and she was, I told her where I was going to be and she went and they had like shut it off because they were about to close and it was too crowded. And so I was like, I'm going to come. So just stay outside. So I got to meet her and her friends. Whee! Shout out to Sweet Dough Cookie Co.
Those cookies were fantastic.
I ate most of those cookies.
It's so good.
They're really good.
Yeah. It's so like cute.
I know. So it was really fun to like meet everyone. And, you know, I got a lot of people. I got a video of a girl saying that she's the Becca and her friend said she's the Tanya.
I want to see that video.
I know. I have videos. Okay. I just like couldn't get them sent. And so they're just, I'll show them to you.
Okay, great.
But something that I wanted to talk to, first of all, I want to get to Taylor Swift.
That's like that's like a whole
I know,
thing.
A thing we got to spend some time on. So first I want to go back. We have a few updates we need. We didn't finish anything about Mr. Tipler. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Is that what we call him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for some reason, Mr. didn't sound right.
They're all Misters.
I know. You didn't really finish. Well, we had a doctor, but.
Oh, yeah, true. With respect.
Yes. But you didn't. It was like an exciting update, and I guess there wasn't. I didn't even realize it.
I know. I didn't realize it either. So I did mention that he came back into the picture, but here's the funny part. He has since fallen off again. Oh. Haven't heard a peep.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
So how long did the re-resurrection?
The re-resurrection was like a day. And then what's funny about that whole thing is, like, you know me, I was very just vocal and, like, you kind of disappeared on me, dude. Like, you know, I was really just, like, transparent about it. And he was like, oh, like, I just didn't know. And, like, give me another chance. And I was like, okay, cool, whatever. You know, like, not even making it a big deal. And then fell off again. I was like, you know what?
Mr. Tippler, like,
I know, but I've heard that he's a little bit like this, like, just, it's like a character trait of his. It's not like it's just with me.
Character flaw of his.
Yeah. That he's a little bit like this. So it is what it is, but guess what?
Yeah. What?
It's almost May. So
yeah, it's going to be May.
It's going to be May. And just to let everyone know, there's a psychic once upon a, was it a psychic?
Yeah.
Or
it was like some
reader?
Psychic, and it was around Halloween. So this has been like, it's been a beat. It's been a minute that she's been saying.
And how many people know the initials of the...
Only you.
I'm the only one.
Yeah.
Me and the psychic.
You and the psychic. I didn't tell anybody from the morning show.
I haven't told one person.
No.
My lips are sealed.
But so you know the initials of the person.
So,
you haven't
well,
told
I just
us.
Know... We don't know if the initials are like a first and last name.
Yeah, and here's
or...
the thing. I'm like questioning it because I'm like, what if it's not initials? What if it's like those are two parts of his name? Does that make sense?
Well, that's how psychics work. They leave it broad enough that you, you will then...
You can make it work. Yes. Yeah. And be like, they were
you'll
right.
You'll back justify everything she says.
Yeah, but it's really funny because I worked the Ugly Dolls carpet this weekend and I was in like all red. And so many of the listeners were DMing me and they were like, I see you wearing your red starburst because May is just around the corner. I was like, wow, I wish I was that good. But
they're so on it.
Yeah,
that looked so fun.
It was really fun.
Was the movie
cute? The movie's super cute. And we need to get the Jonas Brothers on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we would call them up.
I will. Yeah. I will literally message Kevin Jonas and be like, you guys need to come on because Nick Jonas, the way he plays with me is like, just blesses my heart. Like, he knows how like goofy and like weird I am. And like, he doesn't have to be that way. You know what I mean? And he is. And it makes me so happy because
he caters
like,
to your
he
humor.
Totally does. Yeah. And it just makes me really happy. Like, you're super famous. You do not need to do that.
Tell them what you said to him. And his character's name is Lou in the movie.
His character's name is Lou. So he walks up and I go, we're trying to keep our cool.
I saw this movie.
And then Brad says, but we're suckers for Lou.
Wow.
And then he like laughed. And then later on in the conversation, he said something. He and Brad had seen each other at dinner. And I was like, oh, nobody called me. And he was like, jealous. And I was like, thank you for doing
that.
I did love that so much. So
yeah, let's get him up. Let's have him scrub in.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be really good.
I mean, I would say we could just take one of them because like three is a lot to get, you know,
scheduling. I don't know if we have the mic room for that.
So we could just take one of the three, right?
Well, whatever they'll offer, we'll take.
Yeah. We'd be very
excited.
We can
figure out the mic problem.
Okay. Yeah. I just feel like to get all three of them on the same schedule is like hard.
I feel like they're all doing their thing together right now. I feel like they're doing things in threes.
Okay, you're right. Let's shoot for the stars.
Yeah, let's not limit ourselves. Also, shall we get to our topic last week that got a lot?
I think we should take a break before we do that.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be a long. The single shaming conversation will be a long one, I think. I mean, we'll see. Maybe it'll be a minute and we'll move on. But there is a lot of feedback from that.
Yes. Do we want to talk about BioClarity before we get into that?
Tanya's already giving me the attitude.
I know
face.
She has her lips pursed.
Attitude face.
Yeah.
On.
It's because guess what? I don't share things because I want approval. I share things because that's just my prerogative. And so I'm not backing down.
No. We'll get to this.
Oh,
just
okay.
Hold on. Yeah.
All right.
Hold it in.
I just
Okay, you hold it in too.
First, I need you to share with us how great BioClarity is okay. because there's no.
She took her jacket off, y'all. She was already getting heated. Yeah, let's talk about BioClarity. So, BioClarity is a clean and green skincare brand that has products that just work. Their skincare line offers easy to use regimens with good for you ingredients that will give you great skin. I've seen a lot of people on the Facebook group talk about trying it and how great it's been for their skin. I've used the Clear Skin Routine. So it's for combination oily or breakout prone skin, which I can be at times. Their three-step regimen gets rid of breakouts, clears and calms the skin, and it's packed full of detoxifying nutrients. So that would be great after a weekend like Stagecoach.
For sure. And it's absolutely more than just a cleanser because it will give you clear and radiant skin without over drying. And it helps with redness, hyperpigmentation, and even out skin tone and texture. So these products are also 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free, which is awesome. And there's 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, which I love because they're basically saying, we know you're going to love it. So we have 100%. Percent risk-free money
back guarantee. They have confidence
yes.
that you will love their product.
Yeah.
Yep. So get healthier, more radiant skin by going to bioclarity.com. And right now, our listeners will save 40% on skincare routines, plus an additional 15% off everything on the website. That's an incredible deal, but you need to enter our code Becca at checkout.
Yeah. So go to bioclarity.com, get 40% off skincare routines, plus an additional 15% off everything on their website when you use our code Becca at checkout. That's bioclarity.com, promo code Becca.
I learned something about Third Love. They have 78 different bra sizes. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, from 30AA to 48I, one of the biggest ranges in history Third Love has. So they use data points generated by millions of Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel. Over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date, and it helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body.
Yes, 100% perfect fit guarantee. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. So returns and exchanges are free and easy. Third Love doesn't create new sizes just by scaling its existing measurements up and down. They fit each cup size on at least 20 different women with different body types and breast shapes to ensure that its new styles are comfortable and beautiful at an I cup as they are at an A cup. So Third Love now, like we said, has 78 different bra sizes. I love my, as I'm touching my boobs, I love my strapless bra because I don't really like wearing strapless bras, but I really love my Third Love strapless. And I know I say that all the time, but if you find a strapless bra that is comfortable, you sing hallelujah. So there you go.
It's true. I also love that if you don't love it, they will take it back and then donate it to someone who needs it, which is really cool.
For sure.
Third Love knows that there's a perfect fit for everyone. So right now they are offering our listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/Becca now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Becca for 15% off today.
I just want to say I really appreciate all the support that I received from last week's single shaming comment conversation. One thing that somebody pointed out, which I agree with and is true, is we shouldn't call it single shaming.
I agree.
Because you're being shamed for your having to go to a workout. If Patty, who is a mom, said, I have a workout, it would have been with the same reaction by those of us. Not a good enough excuse to get out of the work meeting.
If anything, it was
correct.
Like, what is it called when you're not a mom or not a parent? It's called not a parent shaming.
Not a parent shaming.
Okay.
But I think that it was more of a bigger picture. It wasn't just that isolated incident, even though that was what we were talking about. I think that's why I call it single shaming, because it's always directed at something that I choose to do because I'm single.
Right. But that's the point. It's something you choose to do.
Correct.
Moms don't have a choice.
Correct.
Right. Okay. So are we on the, so are we moving on? There we go. It was. It was short. It was a minute.
I will say there was a, it was, I've noticed that people, when there's two sides, people love to have an opinion on the side and they're like passionate about mm-hmm. it. So I think some of the comments I read, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, whoa.
I did appreciate the people that were like, I love you, Tanya, but I'm on Mark's side.
Me
you know
too.
What I mean? Like they were like nice, but they're like, I don't agree with you. And I'm like, look, that's totally fine. Like you don't have to agree with me. And I don't, I think even though there was a lot more support for Mark than there was for me.
Thank you.
I still stand by what I said. Like I said, I don't say things because I need like validation or I don't, you know what I mean? Like this is something that has been bothering me for a long time. Mm-hmm. So it was like,
felt good to get it off my chest,
you know? And I think the thing also that I learned is that a lot of people brought up, it's a kind of rude on our employer's part to throw these last minute things.
Absolutely.
Totally.
But it happens. Like for example, Friday, I like to get everybody out early after the KISS show on Friday. Mm-hmm. And so we can all have the day and start the weekend early. And on Fridays, I love to hike. I go on a great hike on Fridays near my house in Newbury Park, California. And I love it. And it's a highlight of my week in many ways because it just clears your head. And it's Friday, so this traffic's terrible all over town. And here I am in nature. Mm-hmm. And I just love it. On Thursday afternoon, I got a call from John Ivey. That's our boss, our program director, runs all of KISS FM, his assistant. John needs to see you in his office tomorrow at noon. Bye-bye hike. That was it. Because the job has to come first.
Did you tell John Ivey that you had a scheduled hike?
I did not mention my scheduled hike.
And that it helps your mental health.
I did not mention my mental health. I simply said,
that is very important.
I was at the gym and when an assistant called and I said, hold on one second. I put my phone down. I was like, is there any way I can get out of this? Is there anything? And I couldn't think of a single thing. Do I lie? I have a doctor's appointment.
I have to pick up my kids.
I said, I'll be there.
Do you know what's funny? Is that's what everybody kept saying to me. They were like, they would like DM me privately and they were like, Tanya, you're just too open. Like you just share. They're like, you just share everything with things like this. Just say you have a doctor's appointment and no one's going to say anything to you. And I was like, it's so true. Like I overshare everything. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So you made a nice career out of it.
So I'm just so used to being honest about stuff, but I was like, you're kind of right. Like I should just be like, I have a gynecologist appointment. Like no one's going to say
no, that would do it. The meeting with John, by the way, was going over how we're giving away Wango Tango tickets, and it took about 10 minutes, and I was like, oh, man.
Oh, no, see? Exactly. That's my point. So we agree to disagree on that.
But it was a big conversation on Twitter where I'm with Mark was trending number 3 in America for a while.
Yeah, and Tanya was also trending.
No, I don't think so. I didn't see that.
I don't think either of you were trending.
It was a Facebook conversation. It was an Instagram conversation. Yeah. We got emails. This is from Adesha. A living, breathing human child stranded is most definitely more important than your workout or my workout or anyone's facial, and I'm not ashamed to say that.
No, I agree. That's the other thing, too, is it's like, I don't say Patty shouldn't go because she, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I definitely agree.
Janelle says single shaming is a real thing.
Yeah, I actually had a lot of people reach out that said that they have to stay at work later because their bosses just think like everybody else goes home to their family and like you're the one that stays. I'm like, that's
pretty lame. That is single shaming. I think that is the definition of single shaming.
And another woman hit me up, said that she, when they travel a lot for work and they'll bring the people who are parents home quicker than her, even though she's like, just because I don't have a family.
They get the first flight back?
Yeah. She's like, it happens all the time. I was like, that sucks.
Not great, no. Let's see, what else? Kara says, kid or trainer, it's all the same. She was not happy with me. I feel like there was an imposter Mark in studio. Plus, it affected your trainer. It affected another individual. It affected your trainer. So that's not cool. Mm-hmm. Chelsea says, this is about reschedulability. She says, can you reschedule the kids? No. Can you reschedule your workout? Maybe. You know, one can be rescheduled, one cannot.
True.
Sam says both points of view are valid.
True.
What if it was Tanya's dog? Well, I don't know. I guess everything is a different situation.
Somebody said that they have a dog and they're not met with the same, like, somebody said they had a sick dog.
Yeah, because if you don't like dogs or don't care about dogs, then... That means nothing to someone.
It's a moot point.
I have found that your dogs are your children until you have children. And then your dogs are dogs.
Right. And especially when you're a single mom like me, like, you're the only one to...
You're the sole provider.
You're the sole
Chloe.
Provider. Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Chloe.
I have so many people that call her Chloe. That is the weirdest
thing. Wait, why?
I don't know.
It's not even close to Phoebe.
I think it's the O-E. Maybe? Okay. It's the vowels in there?
I don't know. This might be more of a psychological dive I need to get into because this happens often.
Weird.
I know. That was weird.
So, yeah, I think we can put the button on that.
I think we can.
Yeah.
Ryan weighed in on this. We talked about it on Kiss.
He did.
He said it's all about how important your job is to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's something to be said to that.
True.
In 2011, when you first joined the morning show, you would have not thought twice about coming to an afternoon meeting.
I would spend 16 hours here.
Right.
I would literally, like, it's kind of crazy. My mom even reminded me of this the other day. She's like, I had to work like a junket really early or something. And like, I lived in Orange County at the time. And so like, we literally got a hotel room to spend the night so that I was closer so that I could be there early. And like, not, oh my God, I used to be here. I mean, before the sun came up and before when the sun was down.
I mean, you've proved your loyalty to, I don't think anyone's questioning that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
But you've also proven your loyalty to taking care of yourself and your Tanya time.
Tanya time is important to me.
Yeah.
Keeps me sane.
I was a little upset because we were supposed to play the quizzing you on the billboard thing. And I saw that you already did that on the morning show.
We
you
can did? Still so I do felt, it.
Huh?
We did?
I saw a tweet about it.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah. But it was like Ariana Grande. I was like, oh, come on.
There'll
be a hard
you.
One here.
Fine. Becca and I will quiz you.
Okay.
All right, we'll do that later.
Okay.
But
okay,
first,
great.
We should mention Taylor because Taylor, we talked to Taylor earlier this morning and it was very exciting. Tanya, you may take over if you can if you can form words.
I haven't seen you this excited about a Taylor song. Like, I don't feel like you did this over Reputation, did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Not for Look What You Made Me Do. I didn't love Look What You Made Me Do as much as I love this first single. The album in its entirety, I was a big fan of.
I knew that you were a big fan, but like this one, you've really just like, because it's happy.
Exactly.
And yeah.
And it's all about like, you're the only
you're
you.
You're your worth. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's so just like what we need right now, you know?
I agree. I just think she is the most genius artist out there for the sake of how she has given hints and clues and knowing that people are looking for them and still like doing it as almost like a, like, this is our game. Like, are you ready to play?
Yeah. Like, so she wore these butterfly shoes to the iHeartRadio Awards like a month ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why did we not see this coming?
What did you see? What didn't you see coming?
The butterflies. Like, that's like a big thing. And like,
when
you know,
the snake
whole
turns into the butterflies, you mean?
Yeah. And now that everybody's like, theory is that like the album's called Kaleidoscope because I guess a group of butterflies is called a kaleidoscope. And then like, there's that in the video, there's like the heart kaleidoscope where they're like going through the heart, you know?
Yeah. No. I mean, I read some of the theories and I'm so impressed with her, but I'm also really impressed with the Swifties because they like give a lot of time and effort into finding these Easter eggs that are in her videos and her clues. And
which one do you think it is?
I actually thought it was Kaleidoscope when I read that theory, but then there was another one that I saw that I also was competing with Kaleidoscope.
Awesome.
No. Why is awesome?
Because you can't spell awesome without me.
Is that your own theory?
No, that's like out there.
That is out there. I've seen it in a lot of places. Oh. Yeah.
No, the one that I really think is the, I think that this next album is going to be like Wizard of Oz themed about like finding your way back home. And it's going to be like partially country, the album, because
yeah,
there was like the yellow brick road in the butterfly mural, like around the edges of the butterfly. Oh. And the fact that she did it in Nashville and that she's wearing cowboy boots in the music video and that she has a song with the Dixie Chicks, allegedly, like it all seems very.
And there's a Christmas tree and she grew up on a Christmas tree farm.
Where's the Christmas tree?
In the video, there's a Christmas tree in the living room.
Oh, you're right. In the very beginning.
And she did a video where she said, like, we're in the house. There's a Christmas tree. That may or may not be a clue.
Yeah. So I feel like there's something Wizard of Ozzy Home, or maybe it's called Home, the album.
Could be.
Oh, Home, you can't spell without me.
Becca.
Did I just, are the Swifties going to be like behind my theory?
I think so. That's a solid pull.
Wow. I just feel like very seen by Taylor at every point in my life, because like I remember when Never Ever Getting Back Together came out as a single, and like I was going through my breakup and I was like really heartbroken, and then I like got to deal with it through the album of Red, and
that was
the best
great
album
to
and then
deal
she
with
came
breakup.
Out with like 1989, and I was just like in this really happy, like poppy, like happy go lucky phase, and then like she came out with Reputation. I was in a little bit of a dark phase too, so I was like, I'm here for it. And then she came out with Me, and it's all about like loving yourself and like.
And Becca, Tanya's literally seen by Taylor, because Taylor watched Tanya and Brad's dance video and commented on it.
Wow. Yeah. Is that the best thing that's ever happened to you so far in life?
I think it might be.
Yeah, as far as your dance videos
it's
go?
Definitely, for sure. For sure. Like, not even the Jonas Brothers gave us a comment. Like, they liked our video, but like, she commented.
What was her comment?
Exceptional.
Wow.
Not just like, this is good. Exceptional. That's a
she
good
was
word.
Being she was being a little bit nice about that. I noticed
it's the best part.
Some errors in the dance.
Best part is at the end when she's supposed to be kicking his feet. Yeah. I was so far away from Brad. I was like reaching.
I know. I really enjoyed the bloopers too.
Yeah, I did too. That was, thank you for posting those. I enjoyed those as well.
I think you should post the video and then do swipe so people can. It doesn't disappear on your story, but they can watch the like two or
oh,
three
the
bloopers. Yeah,
you like
they're
the
really
bloopers?
Funny. Yeah,
it's funny because we always have them, but we never post them. But then it always takes us like a good hour to film those because we're so bad.
Like when y'all said, "Oh, we finally got it," and I watched it, I was like, "Did you though?" Well, did y'all have a time limit? Like, what happened?
That was the best take of them all. We did like 13.
I'm like, they gave up. They were like, this will do. This will please the fans. Wait, so y'all talked to her this morning? What'd she say other than that you were an exceptional dancer?
What else did she say? It's like such a blur.
Like,
she talked a lot about the clues and the planning.
Yeah, but she didn't give anything away.
No.
But she, okay, so she didn't do press for Reputation at all.
Mm-mm.
But she did press before that, right? It was just like that season was like
no
dark.
Press. Yeah, and what's interesting is that I don't remember what magazine it was for, but
Elle,
she was it?
She wrote the essay?
She wrote her own essay so that nobody would
interview her.
Yeah. She really didn't do press for that album.
Mm-hmm. And so this is all about her like coming back to life, like resurfacing.
Mm-hmm.
Resurfacing because she came back from the dead, you know?
Yeah. Well, some other fans think that she wrote this album after 1989 and then all that stuff happened.
Oh.
And then she kind of like put it to the side.
Oh, we could have asked her about.
And wrote Reputation.
We didn't ask that, but that would have been good.
Maybe she'll come. Maybe we can get her on the podcast. She seems very accessible.
Yeah, she's just like one of us, you know? Like maybe I can DM her.
Oh, yeah.
Could you
By the way, do you know it's been 5 years since she's been on our show?
Wow.
I mean, 4.5, but it was late 2014.
But
the
with
last
1989,
time.
She did like that full takeover, I remember.
We did an entire show with her, yeah.
Yeah, so like she was like fully.
Wow, I can't believe that was that long ago.
1989?
It's still one of the greatest albums.
I love that album.
It's just so magical. And it came out while I was filming The Bachelor. And so I didn't have my phone. So I had a CD-ROM, like a CD player.
Wow, like a portable handheld CD.
And all
CD
I had
player.
Was her, that CD. And so I listened to it.
Was this
on
Chris
repeat.
Soul's season?
Yeah.
So does that album remind you of him?
It reminds me, not necessarily of him, but of that time of my life and like all the emotions that I went through.
Does a specific song stand out?
This Love is what I listened to on repeat when we were like in Bali in the fantasy suites. And I didn't know that he was going to choose me or not. It was emotional.
That is an emotional one.
And I know it's one of my favorite songs, but I literally listened to it so much that I knew every breath that she took on the CD because it was all I had in my head.
That's how I feel about Wildest Dreams. That was my standout from the very beginning.
Great song.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of How You Get the Girl.
I love How You Get
That's
the
a
Girl.
Really good
that
one.
That concert was also just so magical. I remember being in awe of like everything about it, how I felt. But so I always get questions like, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song? What's your favorite album? And it's a toss up between 1989 and Red because of All Too Well, I think.
Oh, Red. I mean, just Red, the song Red is like,
I know. Oh, like, add that one to the Tanya sound bites.
The, okay, the like, just the colors, like Loving You was red.
I know.
Losing You was,
I know,
blue or whatever.
We're lucky. I feel, I know a lot, you know, it's a, I think the people who don't like her or listen to her are very passionate about, like they feel very strongly about not liking her or listening to her. But the, like the fans that she has, she has just the most loyal, like they are so involved.
I think it's because like we all relate to those songs so much. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's like you can't not.
Yeah.
Truly.
I highly recommend, even if you don't like how she sounds or her music, melody, whatever, read her lyrics because she's a lyrical genius.
Genius.
So at the very light, read it as poetry, whatever you want.
She mentioned that this morning. We had a fan of hers from Iowa on to talk to her, and she said, what are you more the most proud of in your career? And one of the things she mentioned was that people take my lyrics so seriously, that people really study my lyrics. That really makes her proud.
Yeah, I'm really into lyrics.
Okay, so Red, the album, starts out with State of Grace. This is a state of grace, you know?
It starts out with that?
That's the number one song.
No, I think it starts with Red.
No, it starts with State of Grace.
I'm pretty sure it starts with
and
Red.
And then number two is Red. Then Treacherous.
Oh, Treacherous.
Yep. Then I Knew You Were Trouble. Like, who has not lived the song, I Knew You Were Trouble?
Oh, I think you're right.
Raise your hand. Order. Oh. We all right? have. Exactly. Then All Too Well.
Oh.
Then 22.
Oh.
Then I Almost Do. Oh. I Almost Do is like...
I don't know that I ever was like super attached to that one. Yeah.
Have you never
I know it. Yeah. I know it. Even if you sing it, the tune's not going to be right.
And then, and then We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
Yeah, anthem.
That was like
a breakup anthem.
Stay, stay, stay.
Stay.
God, genius. The last time, I think I skipped that one. Holy Ground.
No, the last time.
I didn't love it.
Amazing.
And I didn't love Holy Ground either. Oh, Sad, Beautiful, Tragic. Amazing.
That one I didn't know. That one I didn't
know. Okay. Ever. The Lucky One. Good. Everything Has Changed with Ed Sheeran.
Oh, Ed Sheeran, yeah.
Starlight and then Begin Again.
I still feel like 1989 as a whole...
Was better?
Was better, but some of those songs in there are just outstanding standalones.
What about Speak Now?
I love Speak Now. I love Enchanted.
When she does the Enchanted Wildest Dreams mix, when she did that Wildest Dream, was it Wildest Dreams and Enchanted?
Wait, do you know that song is about the guy from Owl City, supposedly?
Who's the guy from Owl City?
There's only one guy in Owl City.
Oh, okay, really?
That's what I was about to say. I think it might just be him.
Oh, just one guy?
Owl City, yeah. But it's,
she dated him?
I don't know if she met. This is a speculation that it was about him, but.
Well, yeah. These are all speculation.
I know, but I normally they're pretty accurate. I know, but I think most of them that are speculated are right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now that she's going to Wango Tango, I may be bringing my daughters to Wango Tango.
You should.
They want to go every year, and we always kind of, stuff comes up, you know, it's this busy time of year. It's the end of the school year, but we're going to try to make it this year.
When is Wango Tango?
June 1st.
June 1st. You should have that in your calendar because we're doing a podcast there.
I know. I probably do, actually. I think I actually put it in there. I just couldn't remember.
But if you're going to go through Red, I mean, 1989, you'd Welcome to New York.
Oh.
Blank Space, which was a number one smash.
That still gets me high.
Style, which was a number one smash.
That one is like...
Out of the Woods, which is a radio
smash.
I love
Out of the Woods.
No, you have to listen to her Grammy performance.
I know, you've sent it to me.
Oh, it is so good.
I'm still not on board with that one.
All you had to do was stay.
That song never had its moment. I was actually pissed that was never a single because that song was fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Shake It Off, of course, which, by the way, 20, 30 years from now, will still be played constantly on the radio.
I feel like this new song has a Shake It Off vibe.
It does.
It does. For
fun.
Sure.
It's cheery. Yeah.
Well, it's like there's the Hey Kids spelling is fun, and there's a part in Shake It Off where
it's... Versus it, my X-Men.
That's
okay,
right,
so let me tell you, that part, I think, so she did like a live whatever Instagram live with Brandon Urie when they're practicing for the Billboard Awards. I watched the whole thing, obviously. And I think that they wrote that spelling part like later on, like she had the hook and everything written. And so that's why I think awesome might be something, because she wrote that so later on, like recently, mm-hmm. the spelling part, mm-hmm. you can't spell awesome without me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like still like globbing onto awesome.
I'm going to hold on to my new theory of Helm.
Okay. I like that. I'm going to go with Kaleidoscope. Then there we all have three different divergent opinions. Winner gets
a free.
Well, I still think Home is like, I still think the Yellow Brick Road Wizard of Oz theme is like a thing.
After Shake It Off was I Wish You Would.
Oh, I love I Wish You Would. I Wish You Would.
Then came Bad Blood, which was a smash.
Oh, yeah.
Number one hit. Wildest Dreams, oh. Number one hit. How You Get the Girl, which I love.
So
such a great
solid.
Song. I think should have been a single, personally. Then This Love, which you mentioned.
Oh.
Beautiful.
I Know Places.
Oh.
Underrated song.
Yeah, I agree.
And then Clean.
Oh, Clean. How did I forget Clean?
I mean, that's a solid album.
I used to drive in the car and listen to Clean on repeat till I got home and have this, like, make myself feel like I was in, like, a movie scene.
Yeah. I for some reason, I'm the same way. Like, a bit of a music video. Like, I always wanted to be in the music video.
Certain songs have a mood that makes you feel like you're in a movie or a music video. That's very true. And there's lots of different songs like that.
Wow.
You know, Someone Like You by Adele, I used to lean my head up against the window when I'd listen to it, riding in the back of the car with my parents, and look out the window as if I was relating to that.
Always. But like, and you would like sing the words, but like mouth them.
No, I didn't do that.
Oh, you didn't.
Well, I hope Grey's Anatomy fans love Taylor Swift, too, because we spend a lot of time on this, but I think they do.
I think we have a big Taylor. You know, I mean, like I said, there's always going to be something we talk about that people are like, couldn't not care less. But that's what I'm saying. If you're not a fan, read her lyrics, and I guarantee at some point you can relate to what she's written about.
Hear, hear. Hey. Sorry, I'm trying to go with the commercial segue.
I know what it is, because I actually listened to Me on repeat whilst working out this weekend.
Right, not yourself, the song Me.
Yes, the song Me. Taylor Swift and Brandon Urie, whilst working out. And there's a really great place that you can do that, and it's called OpenFit. It takes all of the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. There's amazing trainers and classes. OpenFit classes are led by some of the most effective and engaging trainers in the world. You can sculpt your body with Andrea Rogers, founder of the worldwide sensation Extend Bar. Or you can get in crazy good shape with Hunter McIntyre, named by Sports Illustrated as one of the top 50 fittest athletes.
Mm. That was a tongue twister.
I know. Thank you.
It's super simple. So forget all the complexity and stress around getting fit and just press play and work out on your schedule. Have you tried any of the bar classes? Have you tried any of the workout classes?
You know, I'm not a big bar girl. I'm more of a like weights cardio girl.
My wife loves bar. Mm. She does a lot of that.
Well, she would love the Extend Bar with Andrea Rogers then. She helps you to lose weight, sculpt lean muscle, which is actually what I want to do, and build strength without the bulk. So it's a mix of cardio, Pilates, and ballet fundamentals. The best part is no bar is required. I see, working out from home suits me, because if I go to a class like bar or do something like that, I feel intimidated that I don't know what I'm doing or that I'm not going to be good at it. So being able to learn it, you know, and do it from the comfort of your home is really cool. So OpenFit has changed the way that I work out. And with our code Becca, you can join us on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use our code Becca and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text Becca to 303030. You will get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free.
Again, just text Becca to 303030.
Hey guys, what am I supposed to text to 303030?
Becca!
Framebridge. You know, with Mother's Day coming, I feel like Framebridge is something you should be looking into.
I just want to let you know, a mom is never going to be disappointed in getting a personal framed photo.
For sure. Although, yeah, there's nothing better than that.
And or even just like your grandma, any woman in your life.
Yes.
Any man in your life. They would appreciate a frame bridge photo.
My dad would actually really
like
that.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, he is emotional.
I have to tell you guys, I'll tell you after this commercial, the sweetest thing my dad said to me on Sunday, I literally wrote it in my phone because I wanted to cry. It's just one sentence. And I was like, that just made my life.
But speaking of guys liking framed photos, I remember I took my wife to a Green Bay Packers football game in 2000. This is while we were still dating. And then a couple of weeks later, I forget what the occasion was. Maybe Valentine's Day. Probably Valentine's Day. She gave me a framed picture of us at the game. And on the frame, it was engraved, "Thanks for the game, Mark." And I was like, I was so touched by that.
Yeah.
I got emotional from that.
You're getting emotional now.
I am. Because we still have it. It's still in our guest room. And we've been together for 22 years.
That's so sweet.
So you guys should just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. And the expert team at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver it, your finished piece straight to you. So like we said, with Mother's Day around the corner, this is the perfect gift for mom. And it only takes a few minutes to order. You just upload your photo. And if you order it by Sunday, May 5th, it will guarantee free delivery in time for Mother's Day. So that's, note that, May 5th.
Yeah, that's this coming Sunday. Mm-hmm. Instead of the hundreds you pay at a traditional framing store, their prices start at just $39 and all the shipping is free. Plus, our listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use our code Becca. Order a custom gift for any mom or woman in your life in minutes. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code Becca. You'll save an additional 15% off your first order. So go to framebridge.com, promo code Becca. One more time, that's framebridge.com, promo code Becca.
And while we're here, Cheers Health is a new sponsor on our show. So I want to really shine some light on them because this is something the two of you, I think, could really use.
I use these at Stagecoach this weekend.
Oh, great.
Saved my life.
Mm.
Getting older, I'm way more aware of being hydrated. I got a hydro flask. I've been drinking a lot of water. So if you're like me, like this weekend, nothing hits the spot like a drink or two to unwind, to celebrate at Stagecoach or celebrate something with friends or just have a drink after work. But once, I don't know why, but all of a sudden when I turn 30, things are just not the same as they once were. So I can, normally after a night of drinking, wake up not feeling 100%. Can we all agree we're in the same boat?
For sure.
So Cheers offers a solution to this universal problem, like an antacid for alcohol. Cheers neutralizes alcohol's negative effects so you can wake up feeling great after a night of drinking. I think I would have actually died being in the heat, drinking, and like just sweating if I hadn't had Cheers with me.
Yeah, there you go. It really works. No more headaches, nausea, or sluggishness the next day. And it's healthy for your liver, too, which is awesome. So to use Cheers, simply take 2 to 4 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. And if you don't wake up feeling at least 50% better the next day, you'll get your money back guaranteed. So visit CheersHealth.com. Enter promo code Becca at checkout to get 10% off of your first order and a free gift. That's cheershealth.com. Promo code Becca for 10% off and a free gift with your first order. Cheers, the best thing to happen to alcohol since alcohol.
What did your dad say?
I literally wrote it down on my notes page. It was like the sweetest moment because it was just so like unsolicited. Do you know what I mean? Oh, he says,
this is out of the blue, this text?
Yeah, well, we were just hugging. Like, I just came home because it was Easter for Orthodox on Sunday. So I went home and he said, he is fulfilled by me being the person that I am.
Oh. So he said, I am fulfilled?
Yeah.
By you being the person that you are.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm just fulfilled by you being the person that you are.
That's a great thing. That's I'm going to try to remember that for my daughter.
Yeah, that is a great. If you are a parent, write that down.
I literally was like, it really touched me. And like, we were hugging. So I was like, I didn't want to forget it. So I kept saying it over in my head. And I was like, I need to put that in my phone because I never want to forget that because it was so special.
Yeah. Those words are so powerful.
Right.
I think as a parent, like, obviously, and I think knowing being 30 now and knowing my parents were like 24 and 26, I think, when they started having kids. Mm-hmm. But like knowing that responsibility and taking that on, but making sure that you are speaking encouragement into your kids and like building them up with words is so valuable.
Yeah. And I think it's so different. Like now that I'm an adult, like I'm an adult, you know, and I think when you're raising kids, they're kids, but then when your kids turn into adults, I'm sure it's probably so crazy for them.
I'm incredibly proud of my kids who are 13 and the other one turns 10 on Friday. And I'm very proud of who they are, but you're right. It's different when they're adults and they have become fully formed humans.
Yeah. Right.
And in your case, confident, successful, like that, that would really, really make me as a dad, just really feel like, wow, like we did a good thing here.
Yeah. And like, that's
we've
like
made the world a better place.
That's like the sense that I like felt. And it was just like, so like warm and like sweet.
Those words felt like a hug in themselves.
They really did. Cozy little hug.
Papa so Rad.
Shout out to you, Papa Rad, who listens to the podcast.
Does he?
Yeah, of course.
That's nice.
He had to turn it off the when I was talking about my nipple hairs that one day. Right. I was like, of all the things I've talked about on the air.
Curtains?
Really?
He didn't turn off the curtains?
I was going to say, did he not mention that?
Nope, never, not a peep.
I don't even love rehashing that.
Speaking of, I do want to get lasered. Have you gotten lasered?
I'm so scared because I've heard some people are like, please, if you have gotten lasered down there, please write in and confirm or deny. One, I've heard multiple people say they like blacked out. It was so painful.
Really?
Yeah. Although you handle waxing like it's like a massage down there. So you probably wouldn't even feel it. You'd be like, you're done? Did you do it?
Wow.
I think you're fine.
I might have some insight on this.
Oh.
Do tell.
I had some hair laser removed about 10 years ago because they were a sponsor on the old morning show I did with Rick Dees. I have a little patch between my shoulder blades that gets a little hair on it, and I don't like it.
Okay.
Because no one would want that.
Mark, I'm not trying. Look, hey. Listen, no, I'm just... Your patch between your back
is much
very
different
than...
Understood. But I got it lasered, and they would give you a numbing cream to apply on it. But it took a while to take effect. And I'd always forget it, because you're supposed to buy it for the next time, and then when you get there, apply it before you go. And I'd always forget to do that. So one time I went, and I said, I forgot it. Can we just do it anyway? And they said, sure. And wow, that does hurt like hell. But I'm a guy, and guys have zero pain threshold.
Right.
So you got to factor that in. It really hurt, and I remember saying to the technician, could you just, like, blow on it? Because it was on fire. And she said, no.
How, what a vulnerable position to ask to be blown. Not to be blown, sorry. No. For your back to be blown on.
Yeah, I was in so much pain. It was like my back was on fire, and she refused to help me.
Yeah,
I don't blame her at all.
They should have like a little fan though,
right?
Like
a fan
would be great. Yes,
I really do want a laser.
I got
though.
A laser on my just like my face, and it was horribly painful, and I had numbing cream on.
Mm.
So I don't think I have a super high. I'm pretty aware that I don't. Have a high pain tolerance, but down there is just like I don't.
Where on your face?
I did it as like a to basically they do it's called a cool laser, so it lasers your whole face and then your skin peels and like resurfaces like baby skin.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had anything lasered, Tanya?
No, I missed my laser facial the other day because we won't go back into that.
A lot going on that day. My goodness. Yeah.
Full circle moment. No, but I think I did lasers like way back in the day. I did like my armpits or something. But it didn't work. Like clearly I still shave my armpits.
You have to go back, I think like for
the rest of your
life.
But it's like I get my vagina waxed like once a month. So if I'm doing that once a month, can you not say that on the air?
No, it's fine.
Oh. Was it painful for
you?
No,
I'm just thinking of Papa Rad right now. Sorry.
Oh, no. I literally don't even think that's worse than the... If he got through the curtains, he's...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. He should be fine.
And I think if I can handle that once a month, like getting a laser is going to be like... Pfft.
I think that what you put yourself through on a monthly basis is...
For years now. I've been waxing for years.
Yeah. You'll be fine. You should do it, actually.
Yeah.
We have an email from Chelsea. Just kind of a thought starter. See what you guys think of this.
I love a thought starter.
Chelsea says, have you ever considered entering into the polyamorous lifestyle?
What's a polyamorous?
With multiple partners.
Yeah.
Oh, like a relation,
like a throuple, yeah. I know a lot of people may not understand polyamorous people and that lifestyle. It can seem confusing when most mainstream singles seek monogamy. I am not polyamorous, but my coworker is, and it made a lot of sense to me when she was explaining it to me. I've been married to my husband for 4 years, and I identify as monogamous. Just thought I'd ask you what you all think.
Yeah, I think I'm monogamous because I don't think I'm built for it.
Please elaborate.
I just think I like... I don't really like when I'm in a relationship. I don't even like when my partner could be flirting with somebody else. So I don't think I would enjoy them like being in a relationship with somebody else. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm like too jealous to Scorpio. Yeah. I'm territorial. I'm not trying to share.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't either. My feeling is always, well, I don't know. I don't know anything about this. But my feeling is when a couple tries to bring a third person into the relationship, it's the end of the original relationship. That's how it's always seemed to be to me. There are too many feelings and emotions attached to it.
Yeah.
But if you enter it all three together at once or more, I guess, I don't know. Maybe that's different.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, and this is one of those things where it's like, if you have no personal convictions about that and that's what you like or need, then it's hard to grasp. Like, I can't grasp that because I only want to be
with one person
and I only want their attention to be given to me.
Right.
And I actually recently was at home all day alone and watched this Netflix series about how do you say it?
Polyamorous.
Polyamorous couples.
Polygamy is when polygamy. Marry each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And these were married and I kind of felt really bad for the first wives because it's almost like. Like, I've become to where I'm not enough to satisfy.
Mm.
And that would have to take a toll on, like, your, you know, self-worth and your confidence of, like, he has to bring another woman. But it was really kind of, like, there was a lot of kids and he kind of would just bounce around from house to house. But, like I said, not my thing. But
and that's the thing, too. Yeah, it's like, I think I'm just too emotional to do that. But, like, I think there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people who can have, like, unattached sex. You know what I mean? So many people that can do that. Mm-hmm. I can't. I'm not built for that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I mean, I'm down for our email. You know, I'm down for whoever.
Chelsea's coworker.
If she wants to partake, good on you. But like, it's not for me.
Well, it's one of those things not hurting anybody. So
right, it's a no for me.
Well, I have always thought that like unattached sex because, you know, like the movies, the Ashton Kutcher and
No Strings Attached. And
then the other one.
Uh-huh.
Friends with Benefits.
Yeah. I thought that was so interesting because I've always thought like you go into it with that mindset of like, oh, it's unattached. I feel nothing. But I do think at some point
someone catches feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And that someone was always me. Every time.
You probably.
Every time.
You're like send baked goods the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the unattached sex.
Thought that it would turn into more. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah,
it's like play
insane.
It cool. Yeah, yeah, play it cool. And then like eventually it'll like, you know, develop. And like when it didn't, I would just be so sad. And then like they had my body and I'm like, what the
I know. Yeah. It's like a
not. It's a no for me.
Yeah. You know, what works for some doesn't work for others.
True.
What doesn't work for others works for some.
One man's pie is another man's pleasure.
Wow. What a classic Tanya quote. What's actually happening on Grace this week?
It was I read
you the preview.
Oh yeah,
and it's
was
not
like
great.
Joe,
they're never
sad.
Great. A lesson is learned.
A lesson is learned.
A page is turned. I can look it up again, but yeah, I wasn't on last week. I'm sure you both enjoyed the NFL draft last week.
Oh my god!
And there are three more, so we're almost to the end here of season 15.
The act is over this week. After this week.
I haven't caught... I'm one episode behind.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I wish I had just, like, saved them all and binged them.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I haven't turned my television on in probably a little over a week.
Wow. It's good.
We've fallen into that habit too lately, more than ever before. Yeah.
But normally, like, I, like, you know, will, you know, sometimes watch when I'm like eating dinner or like, you know, when I'm like unwinding and I get home and just like turn it on. But I've just been like in full like billboard. Like I'm like just watching.
Oh, we have to quiz her. We got to get, we got to do that now because we're almost out of time. But you did watch Booksmart, that new movie that's coming out. Olivia Wilde is going to come on the Sequest show and talk about it because she directed it and you loved it.
I loved it. I watched it on my phone because we got the screener. It is so funny.
It's called Booksmart.
It's called Booksmart. It's kind of like the Superbad for women. It's like two girls, best friends. It's hilarious.
I love funny, like female, like I love Bridesmaids.
Yes.
It's my favorite movie.
Yeah. It's kind of the same like humor. Vibe, but it's so funny. I watched it actually on the treadmill and I was like laughing out loud watching it. And I was like, I actually hate when I'm at the gym and I see people like watching stuff and laughing. Like I don't like that. Cause I'm always like listening to music and I was that person. Watching the movie.
The trailer's hilarious. It's about two girls who are about to graduate and realize that all they do was study in high school. They didn't party, so they try to cram 24 hours of party or 4 years of partying into one night.
Oh.
It looks very funny.
It is really funny.
Okay. So
actually, and those two girls who star in that movie and Olivia Wilde are all going to be coming and talking to us on the Live from the Red Carpet show.
Perfect segue. Tanya is going to be on the E! Network on Wednesday starting at 3 Pacific time, 6 Eastern time, and you can do the math if you're in between those time zones.
It's 2 hours leading up to the Billboard Music Awards.
Which is at 5 o'clock on Wednesday night on...
NBC.
NBC. So, hey, so put yourself in the mindset. Tanya on the red carpet. She's closing her eyes. There she is. She's ready for anybody. She's been spending all weekend studying her notes for the red carpet. Oh my gosh, look who's coming. Juice WRLD's here. What do you want to say to Juice WRLD, Tanya?
Juice WRLD.
Oh, God, we're practicing.
Because I just realized it's weird to call somebody Juice WRLD, but like I'm not going to call him by his real name because
Juice, just call him Juice.
What's his real name?
Ben, not Higgins, but something with an H. Ben.
Is Ben
Wouldn't
Higgins
that be great if it was actually Ben Higgins with Juice WRLD?
That would be really good. It's Ben something with an H.
I'm looking it up. But go ahead.
Can I tell you what I would say?
What?
Because I would feel awkward too. I would say, oh my gosh, look who it is. It's Juice WRLD.
Oh, that's a good way to do it. Yeah.
His name's Jared.
Oh, Jared.
Jared Higgins. Higgins. Like Jared Haven. That's probably what you were thinking.
Jared Higgins. Okay, so you know, look who it is. Juice WRLD, you are like a big nominee tonight. You have 7 nominations. You are nominated for Top New Artist. What is that like? You know, that you can only really be nominated for that once in your...
Is that how he talks?
Not sure. Haven't
is
seen
he a rapper?
Rapper.
Yeah, I was talking like Klein.
Yeah, like what is happening? You can just answer like a normal human.
I felt like my only guy voice is Klein, and it's just not a good one for anybody. I'm nominated for 7. Thank you for pointing that out. I'm super nervous. It's my first big show.
I know, and you know what's really cool is you actually tweeted like a couple years ago, If the day that you made it is when you work with Future and you actually wrote, you did a whole album with Future. That's so awesome. How did that like happen? And what a dream come true.
Yeah. Well, he slid into my DMs and he told me he wanted to collaborate. So that's where that started.
Speaking of sliding in the DMs, do you read your DMs?
Yeah, of course.
Wow. Have you dated
anybody?
Saw
yours that you sent me recently.
and then we'd
that's
play.
Great. Yeah, all right. Okay. That guy choose someone off the list.
And here we have Lil Baby.
Oh, Lil Baby.
Lil Baby. First of all, congratulations. You were nominated tonight. What a, like, and for Top New Artist. That is a great category to be in. You're also up against, like, Bozzy and Dua Lipa. Are you fans of any of their music?
Yeah, of course. I mean, these are the people. These are my peers. I'm surrounded by these people. They have great music, but I came to win.
You came to win. Well, I hope you do.
Are you single?
Yeah, I am actually. So, Lil Baby, I know that you worked with Drake. That must have been a dream come true. What was that like? What did you learn from him?
He's one of my mentors, and so I learned a lot. He taught me a lot.
Oh.
And how? No, you have to be prepared. What you if do. They don't give? I it was giving you a lot at
oh,
first.
Yeah.
What if?
Okay, he, he's one of your mentors. Did he teach you anything?
Yeah, he taught me to, you know, just how to write.
How to write. Awesome. Jason?
Back to you.
Back to you, Jason. Gotta give me something.
No, What if they don't? Some people aren't good interviewers.
Look who's here. It's Walshy Fire.
Well, Walshy Fire will also be with Diplo because they are Major Lazer.
No, Diplo got distracted. He's talking to somebody else on the other side. Walshy Fire's next to you.
I don't think that will happen. That's like having the
I'm
Jonas
telling you
Brothers.
It's happening right now.
Okay,
Walshy
Fire. Okay, Walshy Fire. First of all, congratulations on all the success of Major Lazer. I heard that this next album might be your last. Is that true?
Yeah, you never know where the roads will lead.
That was good.
Was it
you had a question for Walshy Fire.
Well, the next one. And here we have Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. Okay, well, first of all, so good to see you at the Ugly Dolls premiere. You're so amazing, and you're just so real. Like, was there ever a moment in your career that people tried to make you into something that you weren't?
I mean, of course, I got off American Idol, and I had so many people pulling me in different directions, telling me how I needed to look, how I needed to sound. So yeah, I went through that.
But I feel like you stayed true to yourself. How, if somebody's in that position, they're just starting out, because a lot of there's new artists here tonight. If somebody's just starting, what's like some advice that you could give them to stay true to themselves when everybody's trying to kind of mold you into somebody else?
I would say that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Nice. Wow. I love it when an artist uses their own lyrics. Wow. Thank you, Kelly Clarkson. Well, good luck hosting tonight. And you're going to crush it. I can't wait to see you. Second time back hosting. You're going to be amazing.
Thanks, T-Rad.
T-Rad's going to crush it.
Yeah, T-Rad's going to crush it.
That's nice, Tanya. Good job. Hey, before we go, we need to thank Shake Shack because they brought up by some food today.
Oh, I am thrilled.
Shake Shack is on the Game of Thrones bandwagon. By the way, I don't watch. Tanya doesn't
watch. No. Do I need to?
Dude, social media last night.
Yeah.
Sunday night was insane.
That was last. Oh, yeah.
Insane with, I mean, I don't know the show and I don't know that I want to give spoilers, but it was spoiled for me just by being on social media that Arya, I won't say anything because who knows, but wow. Every other tweet was Arya.
I know. I literally feel like I'm missing out. But have you watched one episode?
No.
Me either.
I haven't watched 1 second of one episode.
1 second.
I just don't know. Part of me does not have any desire other than the hype on social media. But like, yes. the concept of the show doesn't.
But we've clearly missed that. Like, but if we were to start now, we've clearly missed the hype on social media. By the time we get to what happened with Arya on Sunday night, it's going to be years from now.
I know, but if everybody's freaking out over it, it's got to be that good.
But I'm wondering if part of the appeal is that group enjoyment that the entire nation is tuning into this. Is that part of the fun of it?
I don't know. Is it over?
There's three more, I think.
Yeah, almost over.
The whole series, though, right?
Yeah, the whole series is over in three.
I don't know. I could be down to try it. I just feel, will I feel like I'm late to the game? Late on a trend?
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm saying is it just the group like love for it that makes it so interesting?
It might be. But anyway, Shake Shack has got a Game of Thrones inspired menu. From now until May 19th, all Shake Shack locations are serving the Dragon Glass Shake. See, it's the dragons that I can't get into.
Me too.
Lord of the Rings, I was the same way.
Me too. I hated Lord of the Rings.
I can't. When the tree started talking on Lord of the Rings, I was like, I got to go.
I had a fever in Lord of the Rings, so that's my, I think of a fever.
I don't even know what you guys are saying.
It sounds good. It's a minted white chocolate custard topped with shards of dragon glass. That's the shake that they're offering. And they're also doing chicken bites. They have 8 locations in Los Angeles, 200 locations around the world. Thank you, Shake Shack.
Shake Shack is my favorite burger.
I'm thrilled to have Shake Shack for lunch today.
It's waiting for you now, so we should wrap it up.
Oh, I don't want it to be over.
Well, Ben and Ashley are going to be at the door any minute now. So.
Oh, of course. Ben and Ash.
It's a podcast factory here at iHeartMedia.
Wow.
All right. Well, this is the end.
Tis the end.
We have some fun guests coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Shall we tease them? I don't know who's in what order. We have some really fun guests coming up.
Well, Glasses is coming. Let's just say that.
Glasses is coming.
Levi Schmidt.
Can we talk about Ashley?
I think so.
Yeah, she's locked.
Ashley Tisdale.
The Tiz.
I'm excited.
The Tiz.
These are good guests.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the Dear John hero, real life hero, Tara.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. The one who stopped him in his tracks.
You know, it's funny how these puzzles come together. I got an email last night saying, can you post on the Facebook group about Dirty John? And I'm like, why? That shows from a while ago. Why are we doing that? But now I know why, because Tara's coming in.
Yeah.
We will have a lot of questions for Tara.
Yeah, a lot of questions.
She's the one that did it.
She's the one that ended him.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's your homework, everybody. Watch Dirty John or listen to the podcast.
Yeah, either one. They're very, they did a great job at making them very similar. So have a listen or have a watch. And good luck at the Billboard Awards. Not that you need it. You're going to be amazing.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Everybody.
Tune in.
E.
Tag Tawny in your post.
Tag us. Hashtag E Red Carpet. All the things.
All right. Time of death. 1301.